How to hack your dopamine so that you can increase your performance by 83% greater than your competition. What is dopamine? Dopamine is the molecule that is linked to your motivation and your drive, and it is what is connected to enhance your focus and your performance. Now, when you have high levels of dopamine, you actually have greater levels of focus and the greatest action-taking ability. And so we want to be able to maximize this. Now, how do you do it? I'm going to give you 6 hacks. The first hack is that when you wake up of a morning, you want to actually stare at the sun. Well, not stare, but you want to be looking at the sun for 10 to 30 minutes as soon as you wake up in the early morning. Now, you don't have to directly stare at the sun, but what you need to be doing is looking at it, because what this is going to do is it's going to increase the dopamine receptors in your body, and it will increase dopamine as well. And I really recommend that for the first thing you do when you wake up of a morning. The second hack to increase your dopamine levels, and this is the hardest one that people actually struggle with, and that is you've actually got to have a cold shower for at least a 1 to 3 minute range. Now, the best way to do this is to set a timer. And this is what I do, is I set the timer, I put it on cold, and then I just go in. And you know, if you set that timer, you know you've got to stay in there for at least a minute. And that water's just got to be at least uncomfortable for you, that cold. If you're someone who struggles with cold water, then I'd recommend just making it enough so it's uncomfortable for you and then gradually improving it. Now, the other good thing about cold water is if you do that, it does teach your brain that you are safe in uncomfortable situations. And the more that you can practice doing that, the more that it actually builds your own self-confidence to feel safe in uncomfortable situations in other areas of life as well. Could be in relationships, could be in your business or career, could be in going to the gym. And the more that you attune yourself and do these uncomfortable situations, the better. The third hack, and I've learned a lot of this from a guy named Mr. Andrew Huberman, by the way. He's an incredible guy. The third hack that he recommends is actually to eat tyrosine-rich foods. Now, these are the building blocks of dopamine. And what you do is you actually eat foods like red meats, hard fermented cheese, and nuts. These are foods that are high in tyrosine, and they're the building blocks of dopamine. The fourth thing that you can actually do is I recommend that you don't stare at bright light or expose yourself to bright light from the hours between 10 p.m. and 4 a.m. Because if you do view that bright light, then that starts to mess with your melatonin levels and your ability to get to sleep easily and effortlessly. So dim the lights, no phone, ideally at least an hour before going to sleep. And I really recommend reading a book before going to bed as well, because that will help you to actually feel more sleepy and go to sleep a lot easier as well. Now, the fifth thing to hack those dopamine levels is actually to tell yourself that you are achieving your goals. If you're going to tell yourself that you're achieving goals, I'm achieving my goals, I'm achieving my goals, that actually gets you more motivated to chase those external goals that you have. And the sixth hack that I recommend that you do is you actually celebrate your wins. Now, they're found through the science and the research, it's not actually best to celebrate every single win. It's best to actually celebrate them intermittently. So that means every now and then, at random, if you have a win, celebrate it. Maybe the next win, don't celebrate it. If you do it intermittently, then you're going to increase those, those actual dopamine levels inside of you. And the shower actually increases your baseline dopamine levels and gives you more receptors to receive more dopamine as well. And the reason why the six hack works so well is, you know, they use it in gambling, in poker machines. Notice how they don't reward every time you spin the machine. They don't reward you all the time. They reward you intermittently. And that's based on neuroscience to get you to release that dopamine so that you keep doing it. So now you just have to do it for your goals. So I hope that's helped you to achieve your goals and really go out there and use these hacks. I recommend that. Let me know in the comments what you think, which one you're going to try, or maybe you're going to implement all of them. I love to hear in the comments, and make sure you do click that subscribe button for more skills and tips and strategies to help you achieve your goals. Look forward to seeing you in the next video.